dear to my heart.
From 2006 till this, yes, the struggle has been really tough in getting the bill.
It's going to be affirmative action now. We have to redo it again and review it. We have to review it and see whether it meets Ghana at 60.
Okay.
Yes. And whether there are any reforms that we want to make.
Would that not be taking us back?
Oh, no. It's better to get it done properly. And so we are going to have a meeting with the various stakeholders on the 10th of this March, and then in April, because most of the work has been done. So all you need to look at are a few things that you feel we should add or take out or make better. There's always room for improvement. Then we take it back to the cabinet for approval and work with the Attorney General, and it gets to Parliament, and all these other sectors will work together to ensure that we have a document that would meet the needs of today's woman and tomorrow's child.
Madam Afisa Jabba says it is very vital to get the right thing done so that the bill meets the standards and needs of tomorrow's woman.
But it's not going to take another 10 years, no, because so much work has already been done. That's why we need the media and ambassadors for women, he for she, to begin to talk with the various stakeholders and the traditional chiefs and rulers and what have you, religious bodies. We are going to have a very aggressive communication strategy to be able to ensure that we speed it up, because any day that we are not having affirmative action, we are losing out. Mm-hmm. By now we could have had about 100 women in Parliament. Yes. So it is not in our interest not to speed it up. And you know, our president says he's in a hurry.
Yeah.
And women are also in a hurry.
Women's groups agree to the need to review the affirmative action bill. The chief executive of Abantu for Development, Dr. Rose Mensah-Kutin, agrees to the call for a review and says the bill must be shaped to meet international standards.
Oh, we do need a review, because you see, you want laws or policies you put in place to measure up to the international standard. And actually, as is in the current form, I don't think the concept really addresses the issues that are of interest to women, because a lot of the issues that were in the initial draft have been watered down. And so that call for a review is very important, even though the previous government did a lot of work on it, involved all kinds of actors to participate in the consultative processes. I think in the end, because there was an interest to have it passed as soon as possible, some of the clauses were watered down. And so a reopening will be very, very useful.